NappyAfro.com.
Welcome to the Frocast, episode number 133, aka Storytime with King Germ. And now, here's your story.
Hey man, what's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ. Man, I was sitting back thinking like, damn, the nigga GQ gave you a story. The nigga Be Easy gave you a story. The nigga Saul gave you a story. So I was like, shit, it's only right that your boy King Germ give you a story. And I was thinking about all the wild shit that didn't happen, you know, in my life. And I was just like, some shit I don't want to repeat, you know. But then, you know, but since y'all Nappy Afro family, I feel like I'm going to tell y'all how me and my nigga Be Easy met. All right, peep this. I know some of y'all Nappy Afro faithful, y'all know the story. So if this is, if you've heard this story one too many times, turn the shit off. Who gives a fuck? But for some of y'all that don't, I'm going to give you the history on basically not Nappy Afro history, but just how me and Be Easy met. All right. So we both worked at one of the largest retailers out, a.k.a. Walmart, a.k.a. Sam's Club. Be Easy worked in the fucking in the produce area. You know, the bakery. He worked in the bakery, and I worked in tires. You know what I'm saying? So, first of all, I worked at night shift. This, I ain't no Be Easy, but when I worked at night shift, I used to come to work sometime, and I found a stash of XXL magazines. And so I used to then read them shits and take them home. Then when I came to day shift, I used to see a nigga always bringing XXL magazines, putting them in that same spot I used to take them from. So I was like, damn, that's the nigga who magazines I be stealing. So, you know, one day, I seen a nigga, same nigga. And I was like, damn, he must be in the hip-hop music shit. So am I. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I had just moved to Athens. So I wasn't really, you know, keen on the Athens music scene. I knew they were real close to the A. So I was like, hey, he might be on that motherfucking Archie Eversole or whoever the fuck was out at that time. So you know, so I go and ask him. And I was like, yo, man, who your top five rappers? You know, niggas like Jay-Z, Big. You know, he's out like, okay, so this nigga, he know about hip-hop. So, you know, of course I told this nigga Cam'ron's in my top five, and the nigga kind of looked at me funny. But the nigga was wearing a Boston Red Sox hat. Now, not knowing the nigga name was Be Easy, I just seen a nigga in a Boston Red Sox hat, so I immediately didn't like this nigga. I said, this nigga probably fuck white girls. He probably brush his hair backwards. You know what I'm saying? He was real untrustworthy till the nigga told me that the B stood for his name. So I said, oh, the B stand for Be Easy. Bet. All right. Now the nigga, you know, it was a redeeming quality. So basically, me and this nigga Be Easy used to talk every day at work. Like, we'd sit there and talk about bullshit, nigga, talk about music, chicks, movies, whatever, like for hours, nigga. We supposed to be working, but me and him got down, we sitting there bullshitting. Like, we was the most bullshitting ass niggas in that motherfucking building, bro. Like, niggas, like, y'all don't understand. It went to a point that me and Be Easy had a ranking system for all the girls in the store, and the fine ones, we would give them that little sticker that you put on meat. It'll say USDA Prime on their name badge. So certain girls had it on there. You know, they didn't know that, you know, y'all was a chosen few. But of course, me and Be Easy, you know, we had like a BCS ranking system. You know what I'm saying? So me and Be Easy was that nigga. Of course, I wasn't that nigga because I couldn't fuck none of them. Because, you know, of course, I was married at the time. But Be Easy, you know, he was single and goddamn willing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I tried to alley-oop this nigga a lot of pussy, but he ain't want to slam dunk none of them. You know, of course, Be Easy, like I said, Be Easy, he go for the ratchet ones. The ones that, you know, the ones he could have set up a nice prime beat. Now, he don't want that. He want the girl who pussy smell like a fucking cemetery. But that's another story for another day. So yeah, so basically, me and Be Easy. So one day, we was just like, yo, let's start a website. And I was like, this nigga in the computers, you know, I'm thinking like, shit. Cause, you know, back then, we thought we was gonna make a website and make a whole lot of fucking money. This was like 2006. You know what I'm saying? We was thinking like, yo. And then when we started, we were thinking we was gonna make a website. That shit was gonna pop off. And niggas gonna get paid. Niggas gonna be riding Bentleys. Niggas gonna be flying into Vegas. Niggas gonna be teabagging bad bitches. Niggas thought all that shit was gonna happen. And so, you know, we went on. And when we first started this website, it was me, the nigga B, nigga Blood, nigga named Kiwanis, nigga named Slick. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, like, came, and we had to do, like, we all came together with ideas of what we wanted to do. Blood wanted to do straight, he wanted to review porn, you know, and Be Easy was about that, because Be Easy and Blood used to have porn mixtape battles at work. Like, them niggas would make a mixtape of porn. Like, them niggas will put scenes from their favorite porns to music or whatever and make like a movie. And them niggas was like, and they had niggas judge that shit. So them niggas, and you know, so Nappy Afro started out with porn reviews, you know. And so that's when we had porn and we had music reviews. We did like 40 albums when we first came. We probably had before, well, it was probably about 20-30 albums. But me and B-Eazy had to review like 7-8 albums a piece. I don't know if y'all people know how long it takes to review an album, but the time you put into a review, you know, that takes some time. Cause we had to have some shit when we first kicked off the site to have some shit. Like we did, like most time niggas start a website, they first post, be like, hey, just jumping on the internet, here's my post. You know, but nah, not us, nigga. We actually had like 40 motherfucking reviews that you could read. Were we professional journalists? No. But do we know music? Yes. We don't have to go to school to be a motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, to write a review. You know what I'm saying? My ears are just as educated as that nigga that went to school for journalism. Because I've listened to a lot of music. No 20-year-old blogger gonna tell me what's hot, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that. My ears can tell me what's hot. But anyway, we make the motherfucking website. You know what I'm saying? We start from the ground up. Like, y'all niggas don't understand. If you coming out with a website today, you got a whole lot easier route than we had back in 06, 07. So be easy now. This nigga went to school for a little bit of website shit, but he got in. I mean, this nigga was going to fucking Barnes & Noble. Like, yo, I swear to God, if we ever do get a check, be easy getting 50% off rep. The rest of us splitting the other 50%. You know what I'm saying? If we ever get a check. So I'm just letting y'all know that right now. You know what I'm saying? Nappy Afro get sold for a goddamn $5,000. Be easy getting $2,500 off rep. And then, you know, so anyway, that's another story for another day. Anyway. So yeah, so BZ, he learned how to do all that shit. Boom. Next thing you know, we launched. Our first day, y'all understand. First day on the website, we checked that motherfucking counter. Nigga, we had like 100 people visit. Maybe no, it probably wasn't even 100. It probably like 50, 20, 30, some shit like. And it's probably all niggas we knew. I'm telling you, we used to goddamn hustle, nigga. We had to go to other, like when we had our ad shit on the thing. We'd go to a nigga house, yo, let me get on your computer. We'd go to this somewhere, click on the ad, boom, appreciate that, dog. Like, everybody house, you know what I'm saying, used to make little money, man. Matter of fact, we need to get back on that. Nah, I ain't gonna talk about that on the lines. But anyway, we used to hustle, man. So yeah, man, Nappy Afro, man, it started as like a, it was just like two niggas that was talking shit at work. Was like, yo, we gonna goddamn, you know what I'm saying, make a website and talk our shit to the world. And that's what we do on Nappy Afro, man. That's why we like one of the realest sites out there. We ain't got no agenda. We ain't got nobody. We ain't got no sponsors. You know what I'm saying? We just niggas that are like, we don't make a dime off this shit, people. You know what I'm saying? The shirts, we don't make no money off that shit. Cause all the money we get from this site, it go right back in. So if anybody know how to monetize a site, fuck with me. But yeah, man. But yeah. So basically, this is my little bullshit ass story of how Nappy Afro really came up, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to bore y'all to death. You know, I just want to get y'all something between the damn times. You know, this King Germ, letting y'all know my little story. My winners and losers for the week. My winners, motherfucking Tom Brown Packers, man. Panthers, excuse me. Took care of business this week. Played Lee Park, my nemesis. Like, that was my nemesis part. And we gotta fucking beat their ass 30-0. And you know, the only bad part about it was the coaches that always I played there, played against every year, they beat me every year. They weren't there this year. So it was kind of bittersweet beating them. You know what I'm saying? Cause then I seen one of the coaches after the game. He was like, yeah, you know that wouldn't happen if I was out there. And I was just like, yeah, you're right. You know what I'm saying? Cause it was just like I ain't even feel good about the win then. So, you know, I'm the winner and I'm the loser. So, you know. Because I'm the loser because it was a bittersweet win. A bittersweet win. I mean, it was good. My kids need to kick some ass, you know. Came out, we scored on the first fucking play of the game. A play that I drew up in practice. Had my wide receiver stacked in the trips formation. For y'all people don't know, that's like shaped in an eye with 1, 2, 3 people. Like in a straight line for all the uneducated. On the play, I said height. The receiver at the top. He kept straight. The third receiver, we did a screen to him. But what they didn't know was that the third receiver was the quarterback. And the person throwing the ball was a wide receiver. So he threw it to the quarterback. And the quarterback throws it downfield to the receiver that took off. He was wide open 20 yards down the field. And, you know. So, yeah. We come out with the trickery. We score. We win. So on to the next week. So we don't know who we playing Tuesday because the game had to be decided tonight. But, you know, that's your little football update. The Fantasy Fro League, you know, it's going. It's a nigga in the front right now. I really don't even want to say his name. Fuck him. So me and GQ Blue paying each other this week. So, you know, Blue, I hate to do it, but I gotta, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But, yeah, man, shout out to the whole crew. Saw right out in Vegas spending guap. Fellas. Ladies, listen, Saul Wright is tricking, bruh. This man is out there in Vegas staying in hotels where you see the fucking waterfalls shoot up. The little shit you see on fucking, when you see Vegas, nigga, that's what Saul Wright is. Nigga staying in rooms with fucking double bathrooms and bidets and fucking French fucking toilets and double showers. You should see this room. Saul Wright is stunting. He making me feel, I'm glad my wife friends with him. She sees Saul Wright shit. And now I got to goddamn plan a trip to Vegas, man. Thanks, Saul Wright. Saul Wright, my fucking loser. Cause this nigga out in Vegas stunting. Got posting. I mean, he posting like every 5 minutes. It feel like I'm in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Now my wife like, look, Saul Wright spent $100 on drinks. Nigga, this nigga had a man, you should see Saul Wright spent $100 on drinks. And it was like one shot of Hennessy. I said, God damn. Nigga showing winning tickets. Nigga played $10, won like $2,100. I mean, Saul Wright living, man. Listen, man. Saul Wright is my winner and my loser because he's out in Vegas stunting. Must be nice. Be easy. Look, Be Easy paying Saul Wright. He ain't paying me, man. Shout out to Be Easy. Shout out to the artist formerly known as GQ Blue. You know, shout out to Cornell. Shout out to fucking Art. Shout out to everybody. Y'all know who this is, man. King Germ. I'm fucking out. Peace.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Frocast. You can listen to the show every Friday on nappyafro.com, iTunes, and Stitcher. By the way, please rate the Frocast on iTunes. Also, be sure to visit nappyafro.com as well as nappyafro on such social media platforms as Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr. If you want to drop us a line via phone, call 1-347-201-2572. It's the Frocast episode number 133. Frobot out.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Watch out, rap game, bang, bang, bang. One of the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
Nappyafro.com.